93.7 The River, River City's classic rock. Where there's a fix, one thing leads to another. Dog and Joe Show. Do you remember the name Taylor Winston? We talked about him last week. Taylor Winston.
No.
He was the Iraqi war vet that stole the truck.
Oh, yeah.
After the Vegas shooting and started taking the wounded to the hospital. Not once, not twice. Even went back a third time to put people into this stolen truck and deliver them to safety. Taylor Winston, that was his name. And we talked about a miraculous story. We now know what he was doing. He was swing dancing with his girlfriend during the concert. He thought, like others thought, fireworks were going off. He's like, what the hell? Then he realizes it's rapid gunfire. He's an Iraqi war vet. He sprung into action. He jumps over the fence. He and a partner and his girlfriend, they get to safety. Him and his partner, they start looking around. They're like, what the hell are we going to do? We got to help people.
Is his partner an Iraqi vet as well?
It doesn't say. It just says him and his friend and girlfriend. So they find this truck that has the keys in it. They spring into action. They start picking up all these people. He said they're everywhere. They started putting them in the back of the truck. They're putting them in the truck. The person who owned the truck, seats are ruined, blood-soaked, stained.
Sure.
We talked about the text. We didn't know how this whole thing worked out. It doesn't sound like the guy who took the truck, Taylor Winston, and the guy who the truck belonged to had any relation.
How did they get the numbers and all that?
I don't know. This story here, the updated story, doesn't talk any more about that either.
What
it does talk about, though, is this. Do you remember what I proposed? Because I believe the truck that was stolen, which the only reason you would steal a Chevy is to do what he did, which was heroic and miraculous. He stole the Chevy to get these people to safety.
I don't know if I agree with that so much.
But what I said was, you know what should happen? Someone in Vegas should get this guy a truck or replace the truck that was stolen. And I said, if you want it to be a really good deed, it should be a Ford.
Oh, this is why we're talking about it.
Well, no, we're not talking about this. It's such an amazing story. We're talking about it, one, but two, it's even more amazing because that's exactly what's going to happen. Taylor Winston is going today to Gilbert, Arizona. Taylor Winston lives in San Diego.
Okay.
He's going to a Gilbert, Arizona car dealership, and they're going to give the 29-year-old Taylor Winston a vehicle. He's going to pick up today a silver Ford F-150. Yeah!
So Ford used a Chevy moment to capitalize on a Ford moment.
Well, again, it's this guy from B5 Motors. He's the guy.
It could have been any dealership anywhere in America.
It could have, but yeah. He was smart. He jumped on it first, and I don't even know if it's brand new or used, but he's going down to Gilbert, Arizona today because this guy that owns the dealership, he said, I was just taken aback by the story. It was so amazing. I knew I had to do something for Taylor Winston. So he's going in there today. I don't know what time, but he's going to pick up a brand new silver F-150.
I got to be honest. That's cool.
It is cool.
That's very cool.
The comedy is okay, yeah. Winston Taylor, Taylor Winston, he deserves a new truck, but what about the guy?
Yeah, who's helping him out?
Yeah, someone in Vegas needs to help the guy out that his truck was used.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, he's got blood soaked. Is he driving that to work today?
I don't know. I don't know whatever happened to the owner of the truck that was stolen.
I would.
Yeah, would you?
Blood's dry by now. You're not going to get it on your work clothes.
Yeah, but I mean, really, you're going to take a truck that had someone else's blood on
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's life-saving blood. That's a truck that did good deeds.
Well, here's
the
thing.
I wouldn't want to drive around the rest of my life like that, but I would drive it until someone fixed it for me.
We don't know how many of the people that he saved did make it.
Yeah, but I bet you some did.
He did say some made it, but he did not know if any died, and I don't care to hear how many died.
If they did or not either, yeah, I would rather not myself.
So you take a great story, and then you just throw a cherry on it like that. I mean, it's just amazing. So kudos to that Gilbert, Arizona dealership for doing that.
We got to find out how the numbers got handed off. Hopefully they tell at some point in time this story how in the hell the guy knew who he was and how to get a hold of him.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he did. I mean, let's just look at the obvious. Maybe when he took the truck back, he just wrote his phone number down.
That's what I'm thinking.
You know, he just left a
note. Why would he have kept the keys? Because the guy's message to him was, hey, you know, I don't care about that. You brought the truck back. Just get all I need is the keys.
Maybe the guy, the Iraqi war vet, didn't want someone else to steal the truck. Oh. I don't know. I don't know. It's kind of weird and bizarre how it all unfolded, but...
And we don't know if he left him in an area near the truck. Could have just texted back, yep, you know what? I didn't want your truck to get stolen. I hit him by the rock next to the third picnic table on the left, right in front of your vehicle.
Well, he didn't say that because he brought the keys back to him the next day, remember?
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, they met down in another casino, and he gave him the keys
back.
That's
right. That's right. Yeah.
So it's an amazing story. I think that's cool. I do want to see, though, if the guy that his truck was stolen, if he gets anything.
Or at least a cleaning.
Somebody's got a detail in it, at least. Here's Scorpions. It's 93.7 The River.